Okay. Recognizing that our identities are complex, in flux, and especially evolving and changing in college, how do you think about and describe your identities?
I describe them in the same way just like the question does, in a way. I feel like they are constantly flowing together, working together, even with their specific aspects. So being like a queer black man at Davidson, I'm very much at the intersection of like being black at Davidson, but also being queer. So in that way, my life is centered around like my intersections, and like even what I do at Davidson is very centered around my intersections as well.
I remember having a lot of different fears and thoughts about what college was going to be like. Do you recall what you might have thought about in terms of queer black life before you arrived?
No, in the sense of when I first got to Davidson, I wasn't necessarily like really focusing on my queer identity, because for me, in a lot of ways, it wasn't fully formed. In high school, I had started coming out to my friends about junior year, and it was a slow process. And I remember, like, literally the first day I came out to someone, that was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my life. And it took me like 40 minutes just to build up the courage to say the words. So coming to Davidson, I definitely wasn't focused on that in terms of just general support. Like, I was more focused on that and having a community that, like, I really felt was going to support me in general, regardless in some ways of my identity, but also because of my identity. And more specifically focusing on, like, my blackness and that kind of aspect. And I guess, like, for me in terms of queer support, as time went on at Davidson, I realized that, like, I really don't, like, there's not a lot of support for, like, queer people of color at Davidson. We're a very, like, isolated group. It's, like, and there's, and in terms of just community, like, there, I mean, besides the QPOC dinners now, like, there's not much for us. Like, there's not really programs focusing on, like, queer POC identity. It's very, very few.
As you know, I'm working on a project for an independent study called Queer, Black, Intersectional Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
I am particularly interested in recuperating documents from the recent past that talk about the intersections between queer and black at the college. How would you describe queer black life at Davidson today, and what has your experience been?
Queer black life at Davidson is really interesting because in a lot of ways, a lot of us are very acclimated in the community. But it's because of our blackness, not because of our queerness. And although our queerness is something that a lot of us, especially if we're out or not, if we're out on campus, like, does manifest through our blackness, a lot of times I don't know if we always get the chance to show off our, like, queer black side versus just our, like, black side or identity. It's different. Like, in some ways, I don't have a lot to say, only because it's so, like, not a thing at Davidson, which is also saying a lot. So, like, there's very few queer black people of color that are out specifically, because there's always more that aren't out, that aren't comfortable. That's just the thing in general in terms of queerness, queer identity. In terms that are out, there's only maybe, right now, there's only less than 20 people out of this whole school I can even think of. And out of 2,000, that's a very, very small percentage. So there's very few people I can really relate to in that way, like, who can really focus on, like, who I can talk to about my specific struggle. On even just larger, like, queer people of color, it's, like, a little bit more. But it's not that much more. So.
What do you think you will remember about Davidson's queer/black/queer black life after you graduate?
Can you say that one more time?
What do you think you will remember about Davidson's queer/black/queer black life after you graduate?
This is difficult. So those are like three different categories for me. In terms of queer life at Davidson, not much past like my freshman year. I feel like my freshman year, more than like any other year, was like the most time where like I really saw like queerness at Davidson like really kind of manifesting. And it was weird because it was a very small community at the time, but it was more united in some ways, especially through like things like UNASH meetings, events, stuff like that with Q&A. And I think that now that like fever for like appreciating queerness on campus is coming back, which is good. But there's still a ton of work to do. In terms of Black identity, that's like just being Black at Davidson is definitely something I'm gonna really, really remember a lot, just because of like how many ways like Blackness, and even through my work as an Africana studies major, Blackness at Davidson for me has been very centered. And I think about queer Blackness as something that like I think I'll leave Davidson wishing that like I had more experiences like dealing with queer Blackness. Because like in some ways it's like not, it's finding your own self and your own like representation of queer Blackness that's very hard at Davidson. And it's not necessarily because of how rigid the binary is in terms of just thinking about like presentation and stuff like that, but just like really experiences or conversations or just like daily dress. I feel like because of Davidson, in terms of being queer, black and queer, I very much like started to come into my own. And I don't know if that's just a part of growing up and becoming comfortable with myself, but I think it's also the fact of just being like, I'm gonna do what I want and everyone else is actually irrelevant. Because I mean, like people have been talking shit about me my whole life, so like I really don't give a fuck anymore. Like I don't.
What terms do you use to describe your gender / sexuality / race, and what does queer mean to you?
Wow. So I use he, him, his pronouns. I'm male identified, male presenting. I identify as African American specifically. Most of my family comes from the slave generation. Most of my family lived in the South at some point, then all migrated to Detroit, Michigan, where most of my family is now, during the Great Migration in the 1930s and 40s, more 30s for my family specifically. And in terms of my queer identity, I've been jumping around with different labels, but like right now I just kind of identify as sexually fluid. Because I was resting on bisexual, but I felt like bisexual almost had a quota with it, that like I had to either be intimate or like feeling some type of way about like a number of people from like both, and I like both genders, or if I'm using the binary genders, in that kind of way. And I know that bisexuality is like very expansive, like, and bisexual is like a very expansive term, but I just feel like sexually fluid allows me to be, not have to feel constrained in that kind of way. So that's where I'm at.
What does queer mean to you?
Queer means liberation for me, in the sense of, because we live in a heteronormative society, queerness allows me in society to not have to worry about like gender roles. Like I don't have to worry about, did I open the door for this person? Do I have to always pay? And I know some of these things are just like minimal, but at the same time, these are different things that like really like are permeating through society, of like what a man could look like, what a woman should look like, do things like that. And I've always thought it was bullshit, but like especially like now being queer, it's like it's really bullshit to see it manifest, and just seeing it like growing up and just throughout my life, like like it doesn't. It just doesn't. For example, my mom owns her own business. She's been a business owner for over 25 years, like very successful, like amazing woman, right? It doesn't make sense for her to have to be a housewife. That just doesn't make sense. That's the only thing she can do. Like it doesn't. And so like even just thinking about like queer like relationships, like let's say I do end up marrying a man, I don't have to worry about, like, oh, am I going to be the house husband? Because we can both do it. Like, it's not an either or anymore. It's a both and. And a lot of things in my life are starting to become both ands. And I appreciate that a lot more because I don't have to be constrained to, like, I have to do this or I can only do this. This person does this. So, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about navigating Davidson with an intersectional identity?
Ooh, child, it's hard. It's hard. it's so hard. It's difficult because, especially with sexuality, it's not something that just is, like, presented and always put at the forefront. So in that way, it's hard to always see yourself and see representations of yourself on campus. So in terms of just intersectionality in general, like, that's definitely an issue. Like, starting with race, Davidson does not do well, in my opinion, with, like, handling, or not even handling, really engaging with the students of color. There are things set up in place, programs, clubs, stuff like that, but, like, it's not, Davidson has a long way to go in terms of really, like, understanding what it means to be a person of color and how people of color have to navigate spaces at Davidson. Yeah. So even just, like, starting there with race, like, adding everything else into it, it gets really difficult to think about. And, like, Davidson is very surface level.
Thank you.
Thank you.